And here in California, hundreds of people marched through San Francisco last night to support the right of gays and lesbians to marry.
We're here! We're queer! We're married! Get used to it! We're here!
They were protesting a state Supreme Court ruling yesterday which ordered San Francisco officials to stop issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Thousands of homosexual couples who came to the city to be wed were turned away. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Cy Musiker has the story.
Friends were snapping pictures yesterday of the last gay couple to get marriage licenses at San Francisco City Hall. Robert Bergstein and Raul Cobian flew up from West Hollywood yesterday morning.
It's a happy day for us. It's a sad day for those that didn't make it for us in here.
Inside City Hall, under the marble dome, dozens of gay and lesbian couples lingered. Megan Wharton and her partner Pat Egan had flown in from Phoenix. They had just completed the paperwork when the clerk announced it would stop issuing the licenses. The two exchanged wedding rings, but Wharton says she's heartbroken that a chance for a legal marriage was snatched from the couple's hands.
In our own minds, we can believe whatever we want, but to have that piece of paper, to have that legitimacy, I mean, they've taken that away from us, and that's unacceptable.
The city has issued more than 3,800 marriage licenses to same-sex couples over the past month. The court's order doesn't invalidate those unions, and Mayor Gavin Newsom extended his sympathy to the more than 2,000 couples still on the waiting list.
I think a tremendous amount has been accomplished, and I'm pretty proud to be mayor of an extraordinary city that believes in non-discrimination, a city that advances non-discrimination and practices what it preaches.
Newsom has argued that he had a duty to act because denying marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples violates the Equal Protection Clause of the state and federal constitution. But in its order, the state Supreme Court wrote it won't allow the city to make that constitutional argument, at least not yet. The justices wrote the city must reply to the narrower question. Why did it defy a state law that defines marriage as a union exclusively between a man and a woman? Glenn Levy is with the Alliance Defense Fund, one of two groups that sued the city to block the marriages.
Our consistent position in the Superior Court has been that this is simply a question of law. It doesn't have anything to do with whether the marriage laws are constitutional. If the city wants to challenge the marriage laws, they could file a lawsuit. The way to challenge the marriage laws is not to just say, I'm not going to follow them.
But the state's highest court also wrote the city can file a constitutional challenge to the state marriage law in lower court, which is what the city did yesterday afternoon. San Francisco filed suit against the state, claiming the law violates the Equal Protection Clause and other sections of the state constitution. For Day to Day, I'm Cy Musiker in San Francisco.
Across the country in Massachusetts, lawmakers are closer to banning gay marriage. On Thursday, they stopped just short of approving a compromise that would define marriage as a heterosexual union, but allow for civil unions for gays and lesbians. Legislators plan to take up the issue again at the end of the month.